All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Gavin, and welcome back to the Hot Cocoa Chats podcast. Today, it has only taken, what, 7 episodes, but I finally found another person to get on the show with besides Tyler. So today, I am joined with Brad.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And yeah, if you guys, hopefully you guys know him, you should, because he's done some insane things already in his life. But his channel on YouTube is Satorday, Satorday, which is, it's interesting. Is there a reason behind Satorday?
Okay, so I read this book not too long ago. It was, it's called Contagious, right?
Okay.
And there was a whole chapter on it, but when it comes to like the spread of like word of mouth, a big thing is like triggers. So it actually talks about Rebecca Black's Friday in that song. And how
Why do we have to bring that up? I thought we went past that.
I thought, like, if I'm uploading every single day on Saturday, why not just name myself Saturday? And plus, I think Saturday, like the day of week, comes up in conversation far more than Brad Buell.
That's so fair.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, that was my whole thing. Actually, I was like super like iffy on changing it at first, but then I changed it like halfway through the road trip, the Mr. Beast road trip thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? So that's recent.
Yeah. And then Mr. Beast asked for my YouTube channel, and I was like, oh, it's Saturday. So I'm in too deep at this point. So
yeah,
basically sums it up. But I kind of like it. It's kind of growing on me.
Yeah, I think it works. It really threw me off, though, one day when all of a sudden I saw that and I was beyond confused. I thought I wasn't paying attention to the right account or something, or what. I was just lost. But no, it definitely works. And I mean, Saturday's for the boys, so it works.
Exactly. Do you get it?
But okay, speaking of that, you're psychotic, to say the least. In the most simple terms I can put it, you are absolutely crazy. So,
fair.
Do you want to talk about the Mr. Beast trip? Because, like, I first off, I don't understand how people think it's fake. I saw that at the end of your last video.
Yeah. I mean,
like, was it comments? Like, was it friends close to you? Like, who doesn't believe you?
It's mainly comments. The whatchamacallit, the phone call that I had with him afterwards, it didn't sound exactly like his YouTube voice type thing. So I think that's where the confusion was.
Fair. It's also through a cell phone and a car. So, I mean,
exactly. So people were just really confused on that, and that I faked the entire thing. So I guess I just had to.
That would be a lot of effort, and I would still give you credit if you put all that work in to fake that.
Yeah,
that would be dedication to a gig, but no, that's
the entire thing is real.
That is nuts. And have you heard anything else since then, or is it just kind of that was it?
On my way back, I got a call from like his like head security guard, my boy Sean. he was talking to me, and he was just making sure I wasn't a stalker or anything like that, because apparently they've had a couple stalkers beforehand.
Oh, that's concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm just driving home. I just wanted to give him the burger.
Yeah, I'm currently in his closet right now, but you don't have to worry about it.
I'm currently out back, but you don't, yeah. But yeah, I recorded that entire conversation, but left out of the video because try to keep it as short as possible. It's already an 18-minute video, so
yeah, it was a beefy vid.
Whew, yeah, I almost wish I scored it down a little bit more too, but I don't know.
I think it worked out. I think it worked out.
Yeah. I
think are you planning on hunting down any other famous people, or was that kind of your one and done?
Oh no.
Oh no.
As far as like collabing with people, I actually hit up Tyler Kerber yesterday.
Okay.
About, possibly being Noah Beck's butler for like 24 hours. So we'll see how that goes. I I doubt he's going to say yes or anything like that, but
I don't see why he would say no.
I mean, that's a thought process, right? But yeah, I'm trying to hit up a bunch of people, especially if I can go through like Stephen Shapiro and them. He's got a lot of connections, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make it work. This is surely not the end of me hunting down YouTubers.
And your life would have been so much easier if you waited like a week. And whose video was posted? I think you put it in the end of the most recent one. But someone just did a video with like Mr. Beast and showed basically his entire neighborhood.
What?
Like I thought you posted. I thought that was part of your thing. But I know that there was some famous person, like, I don't know, like a Jeffree Star type of person. I don't know who exactly it was, but like they took a picture and it was like directly outside of Mr. Beast's house, like in the neighborhood, wide view and stuff like that.
Oh, are you talking about Jake Paul?
Maybe it was Jake Paul, yeah.
Yeah, his video, that video was from like February of last year, I think.
Was it?
That's how I found his house, basically.
Oh, I thought I saw a more recent one, but I could be wrong.
There could be a more recent one. But that's just the one that's coming up in my mind.
Fair. But still impressive.
Thank you. Appreciate
also,
it.
Also, I should ask, how's your toe? or sorry, toes multiple.
They're still on there.
Okay, that's good.
Made a trip to the hospital. I was in there for like an hour or something.
Oh, that's not long at all.
Just like looked at my toes and they're like, yeah, you're good. I was like, really? That's it? Just wasting all my time for nothing?
Yeah, apparently, right?
All right. Yeah, dude, I got home. I was about to take a nice warm shower after I got done sleeping in the cold all night.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would want a nice hot shower.
Take off my socks and boom, my toes are straight black. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my toes. It was crazy because I really didn't believe at first. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Someone's no.
That's only something you see on like documentaries.
Exactly. But yeah, that happened. So that was
And so interesting. Could you feel them when it was black?
Yeah, I could feel them. They didn't hurt at all. I think what saved my toes was me walking around a bunch. Because I remember my toes being super cold when I woke up.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I started walking around and stuff, getting the blood pumping, I think that's actually what saved them.
Okay, but, that makes sense. Where did you go for that? Was that up in like Flagstaff or some area?
Yeah, that was just up in Flagstaff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was right by what's that one laboratory or whatever, the with the telescope?
Oh, Lowell.
Yeah, that was right Lowell up
observatory.
There.
Oh, okay. Somehow, I still have never been up to that observatory.
I haven't either. I just was right below it.
Fair. Okay, so at least you wouldn't be like dead if something wrong happened. Or yeah, I guess you had your car.
Yeah, and I had my phone on me just in case.
Fair.
But
that would have been a whole new twist to a video. Just all right. We're welcome to Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, literally. Literally dying out there.
Yeah.
Would make for a good clickbait though.
It would. That's not wrong.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience.
I
don't know if I'm gonna do that again. I actually might do that, but within a desert. But
oh, okay, dude, we'll complete we'll reverse.
Exactly. 180.
You should also do one like on a raft in the middle of the ocean. You know,
just yo, that would be so sick, like an island survival type thing. That'd be so dope.
Yeah, just go find an abandoned island.
Yeah, I'm sure I can find something.
Yeah. Just take a little raft
Mr. Beast
out there.
Old island.
he did have an island, huh?
Yeah.
I never followed him too closely. Not definitely not as much as you. But
yeah, I'd say I follow him a little more than the average person.
Yeah.
No, I just respect like his success on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like the numbers he's pulling in right now is insane.
I know. I almost don't want to watch his videos out of spite for some reason, but it's like, you got to, you just got to, but exactly. I, I had lost my train of thought. Also, like, he was good at figuring out how the algorithm works. And so I respect that. Because yeah, I know for me, retention is not there. So that's mad creds.
Yeah. But yours is a podcast, it's different.
Yeah, I mean, but I also do like YouTube stuff as well.
Oh yeah. Huh.
Like I do gaming.
Stuff as well, right?
Yeah, gaming. Even though I feel like gaming's kind of a dying breed right now.
It really depends. Have you heard of a Dream?
Dream. I feel like I have, but
Minecraft YouTuber.
Probably not then.
He has like 19.8 million subs.
Okay, so a little guy.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he gets like his last five videos, 23 million, 33,
34,
41, 33.
Jesus.
It's absurd. I'd argue that he's more successful than Mr. Beast just because he doesn't have to spend a dime on his videos.
Yeah, because Mr. Beast throws his money at people.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff I'm trying to get on.
Yeah, so is Mr. Beast like the underlying motivation for your channel, or was it something else?
So how I describe my channel, right?
Oh no.
Is I like Mr. Beast's the ideas behind his videos, like how remarkable they are, and how like, say you just read his title and it's just like that there's no way he did that, but then he actually does it.
Yeah.
So I like that aspect. But then I also like, have you ever heard of Yes Theory?
Yeah.
I like their messages behind their videos. So I do like that. And then also their storytelling stuff.
Okay.
So I kind of try to combine a little bit of Mr. Beast, like crazy ideas with like Yes Theory's type of message, but like making my own, of course.
Yeah.
And then who else? I don't know. There's just little things here and there. Or Kelly Wakasa. He's a great YouTuber. Respect to him. I might try to do a video with him eventually. But
ooh, that would be good.
Yeah. I love Kelly.
I
he lives at U of A.
Sorry?
So it's super easy. He lives down at U of A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's close. That'd be really good then.
Exactly. Yeah, an old video scheming up how I'm gonna get him to collab with me, but without him knowing.
Oh no. You're being real sneaky lately. You just kidnapped your friends.
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
You do. And Matt, like I give you credits for acknowledging the lack of spring break that they gave us, because I freaking hate that too. But
dude.
I also appreciate the fact that you made sure you got consent.
Yeah.
Like,
had to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, it's just so, it's something that you wouldn't think about, like, especially seeing in a video. And so I thought that was really funny.
I thought their FaceTimes were so funny, though.
Yeah. Pure gold. Like, I forget, whose I liked, but there was one that I really liked.
Yeah, I think my favorite was like Chase's, because he was just so unsure. But, I don't know.
Yeah, or the one that like you answered, just like, what, Brad?
Oh, that was Max.
Max, that's it, man.
He's like, what?
Yeah, I can so imagine cool. Being in close proximity around you, it would be concerning.
I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it definitely is.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd always have to watch my back if I was my friend.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you have any big plans for April Fool's Day? That seems very much your style of celebration.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Because that's in like a week.
People's like literally a week.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do a video for that, but I usually upload on Saturday, so
that's fair. But you could do it on April Fool's, but it depends on how long you take to edit, I guess, but...
Yeah. It takes me a minute to edit, usually.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel
that. It depends on the video,
though. That's true.
Like, my Mr. Beast video, I, like, as soon as I got back, the next 3 days, I like, stay up till 1 a.m. until I wake up for work at, like, 7 every single day.
Oh, just my.
Grinding it out from, like, as soon as I got home till I went to bed. It was a grind. But I can't tell you, like, I had more fun making that video than, like, I don't know how long it was.
Really?
Yeah. It was so much fun. The entire process was so fun. Just because I was so hyped about, like, the entire thing.
Yeah, no, you could definitely, like, you could see your passion behind it. And if I had more time, I definitely want to do stuff like that. But hell no, even trying to, like, yeah, trying to make us fit the podcast in my schedule is rough enough.
Oh, I'm sure. College is rough, I assume.
Yeah, I'm my days now are between, because I also work on campus, and so between shifts in school, I basically start at 9 a.m. and end at 6:30. And
damn.
Between like classes and shifts, I basically get like max 15 minutes of buffer room.
Whew.
Yeah, it's definitely a sounds grind. Like
you don't got much on your plate then, huh?
No, I'm
not a free time.
Completely free schedule. Most days I just sit there and watch paint dry outside.
Respect it.
Do you have any big thoughts for the summer though? Because I'm sure that winter is holding back some ideas. Or at least anything that you can say.
As far as summer goes. It really depends on work, of course.
Fair.
Because I also have a job with the Dropout and see what they want to do. But if I have a lot of free time, I do have a, what is it called? I have this project that I really want to do where I upload every single day for a month. I already have all the ideas of what I do. All
right.
And basically, it might be towards winter, actually. Basically living like whatchamacallit, like next year I'll be going into my 20s, right? So this is the last year of my
why'd you have to say that? Oh,
what?
Now I'm thinking about that. Jesus.
Yeah. so basically,
oh no,
basically I don't have any regrets as I leave my teenage years behind.
I feel that.
So if I were to do all just like a bunch of crazy stuff for an entire month and
oh no,
leave that all behind in my childhood, that'd be a great 30 days. But nothing too crazy planned yet for summer.
For summer, but for that 30 day project, why do I would not believe you if you said that you nothing crazy is planned, because if like the things that you already do and yet you're saying this is crazy, that's really what's hitting me right now. I can only imagine
some interesting ideas for sure, but I feel like that shock value is what really drives people to share stuff.
That's true.
And I feel like that's what's been helping my channel out lately for sure.
Yeah, I get that.
Feel momentum pick up.
Oh, my day is ruined now. Why'd you have to say that I'm 20 in a year? Oh my.
Dude, I know. It's like, it's hitting me now still.
I really did not think about that at all until now.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. I just blame you for my depression.
But... Okay, yeah. Fair.
Oh, geez. So okay, so you've mentioned work a lot. What do you do for work?
So I work for the Daily Dropout, which is a YouTube channel
that
does a bunch of pranks and stuff.
All right.
So basically, I film, edit, and do a bunch of stuff for them, and then I also help out with like my boss's channels. Like I've done a vlog. Do you know who Big Dawg's TV is?
I don't believe so.
Do you remember that one video, the fake Klay Thompson?
Fake Klay Thompson?
Where he goes and shows up to Golden State, and he like sneaks into like the Golden State arena and stuff. They let him in like VIP and stuff. I think that was his most popular video.
Probably no. I'm just going to say no, but...
Yeah, basically, I've made a vlog or two for him. And then Steven Shapiro, he's also my other boss. We're also like best friends, so that's awesome.
That's really cool. But,
yeah. Pretty sick.
So, and you're an editor, basically?
Yeah.
For the most part.
And, filmer.
That's yeah. Really cool. That sounds like most kids these days dream to do something like that.
I'm not complaining whatsoever. We get to travel a lot too, so there's a lot of benefits.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just what I've been up to.
That's fair. Do you?
You said you work for? You work a on-campus job?
Yeah, I work at ITS. Or basically, IT support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm being one of those nerds. But the branch that I'm in is classroom support. So basically, I'm not IT support as in like, yo, like this random Jennifer doesn't know how to open up her computer, basically, and log into class. I don't want to have to deal with kids. So I work basically just with professors when things in the classroom break. So I like that a lot better.
But gotcha.
It's good. I really like the whole atmosphere and vibe and stuff, but it's been so slow that I'm basically getting paid to do homework.
Oh really?
I'm not complaining about because I've already completed one of my classes for the semester because she posts things ahead of time, and so like I'm already done with that class.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, but it's still a grind, especially when like Monday through Wednesday I have two shifts a day.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I mean money is money, so I'll take it. Because colleges or university is freaking expensive.
Get your bag, G.
Yeah. Do you plan on just like doing YouTube editing, filming, that kind of stuff, like as a career in life, or is there some other passion that you have?
Ooh, okay. You want to hear my full plan with YouTube?
Ooh, all right. Yeah, I'm down. I'll get popcorn and then. All right.
so basically, right? I'm going to grind out this channel until where I can branch out into gaming, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna make a whole gaming channel and then start like a clan type thing. So you know, FaZe Clan, of course, right?
Yeah.
Or not even like a maybe a clan, but I'm gonna then have like Chase and all the boys make a gaming YouTube channel, and of course you can join along too.
Okay.
And we're gonna make this big old clan. We're gonna get a mansion out in like LA or something. And we're just creating content and start taking over YouTube, right? And then once that grows big enough, I'm gonna just start creating channel after channel on like multiple different things. Like I don't know, dude. There's some random channels on YouTube that get an ungodly amount of views.
Do you have an example?
What's it called? They're like, for example, like the kid channels. What are they called though?
Kid channel.
Is this it? Hold on, give me one second. Oh, this channel, Crafty Panda, dude, 18 million subscribers, gets like 2 million views a video. It's the most absurd thing ever. I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now. What? 17 fun and useful back to school hacks. It's someone
exactly.
it shows a picture of an X over someone applying lipstick and a green check mark over someone biting and eating the lipstick.
Exactly. I don't get those channels, but they get an absurd amount of views. So basically, my entire plan is to take over YouTube, if we want to just summarize it.
I mean, mad respect. Try not to crush me in the process, but mad respect.
Yeah, just wait for my podcast channel to come out, and then it's over.
Yeah, apparently. Dang. All right, well, I'm gone. That's when this podcast ends, everybody. But
no, I'm just kidding. I'll have you on.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Just kidding. Playing around.
What would you do for a podcast? Do you have... Because doing podcasts is a lot different than... like making videos in YouTube and stuff like that.
For sure, for sure.
Unless of course you're doing like a visual podcast.
Yeah, I think it'd be a visual podcast. But I did really like, have you listened to Yes Theory's podcast by chance?
No.
They like 10 different episodes where they talk about just specific subjects that kind of align with their message. It was fire, dude. I would listen to it on my way to work. Binged it so quickly.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. Something that pertains to like my message. And I'm still trying to figure out what my message exactly is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next.
Type thing. I want like a motto type thing, but...
I mean, so far, I can kind of... like, there's already a vibe to what you do, and it's basically just living life.
Yeah,
like living life to its fullest is very much the vibe that I get from your channel,
and that's the thing I'm trying to portray. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean it works. And the yeah. iconic jump kick, or feet clack, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, that was very much present in my road trip video.
Yeah, but even though surprisingly, somehow it was so hard for me to find that in order for me to make the advertisement graphic. For some reason, I just couldn't find that. Like, I think the one I ended up grabbing it from was when you kidnapped everyone. It was when you're on the beach or whatever, and then you jumped, and it was just like your silhouette. But for some reason, I scrolled through like 3 videos, and I just could not click in the right spot, apparently, to find it.
It was getting super unlucky then.
Yeah, because it's not very hidden. You're very blunt with it.
Yeah. It's kind of just a thing that's going on.
Yeah. But, and surprisingly, I know multiple people that aren't able to do that. To do like a jump, like side feet clap. I don't understand how.
Yeah, I mean, when you're just as talented as me, you know.
Yeah, you know that. Sorry, let me brush off my knees from bowing.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Where do you see? Okay, I have a question for you.
Oh, all right. I'm down. I'm not used to being interrogated, so let's do this.
Okay, so we're gonna go through three different stages, right? So
my birth, I don't remember it.
The first question is, where do you see yourself in a year?
In a year?
Yes.
Probably about where I am right now, but like a 20-minute walk down the street in my apartment. In my apartment, but besides that, that's about it. Yeah. Not too much. I mean, I will expand on things. Obviously, I won't just leave it there. But school and that sort of side of life wise, like not much different. I'm still planning on doing school. Actually, next year is supposed to be even more hell for me, my schedule wise. Then I'm not planning on leaving work. But I really hope I don't get fired, but you never know what life throws at you. So that whole aspect is the same, and then I already signed a lease for an apartment next semester. But outside of that, like in a perfect world, I would my YouTube and podcast stuff will be doing better than it is right now. I still need to do ideas, and I'm hoping on doing a little push over the summer to try to boost things a bit. But I already have plans for two more podcasts that I want to start. And yeah, those are in the works, and they're going to be a bit more scripted than this nonsense of me just yapping. So I would hope for those to be better, because this podcast is already on Apple and Spotify and Google. So it'd be nice if it's more recognized, but who knows? And then not much, but just being more advanced in life. But that's, and also being depressed because I'm in my 20s apparently.
Listen, man, it's not a bad thing, you know. I feel like 20, I guess 20 is just kind of but 21 is where it gets real interesting, I think.
That's true. And so, like, I mean,
everything is not off limits at that point.
That's true. Prostitution, here we go.
Oh my God, that is the last thing I thought of.
Oh, also, if one more thing is that by next year, depending on how the process goes, I don't know about this time, but hopefully I'll be in the process of getting my dual citizenship. So,
Canada?
Yes. So getting my American.
Oh, so, you don't have your American?
No, I'm not. I'm permanent resident technically.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm one of those immigrants.
I'm one of those.
But yeah, so I mean, I think January next year is when I can start that process, because I'll be here long enough. So that'll be interesting. I'll feel a little less happy trashing America, because I'll technically be one of you guys, but it's still not going to slow my pace.
Yeah, at this point, everyone just hates America for some reason.
Yeah, but, that's true.
Whatever. I can't say too much or else I'm going to get canceled. But
yeah, I know, right? You're already going to get canceled for showing your black toes, so.
Oh, I know, right?
Your toes are going to be canceled 20 years down the line.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah, but this, okay, so speaking of toes.
Oh, boy, okay. Anyone who starts a conversation like that. That is already a recipe for just disaster. But continue. I'm just letting you know that my guard is already up because of how you started that.
All right, so stage two of my question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, okay, 5 years. That's a bit more interesting. Because by then, I should be out of NAU, assuming I don't F things up too badly. But I'm planning on doing NAU has a 4+1 program, which is basically an accelerated master's. So in 5 years, I should be graduating with my master's degree in astrophysics.
Hey, respect that.
So hopefully, assuming things go to plan, I'll have a master's in some sort of physics, astrophysics, and then I'll also have a minor in computer science, because that's also something I'm starting. But and then by then, I don't know, I'll probably hopefully have some sort of more stable job than like an on-campus IT support job. And I don't know, it'll be nice to be living with someone, but you know, who knows. Finding people is getting harder and harder every day, right? Or at least long term. But I have a girlfriend right now, so we'll see what life throws
at
us.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's 2 years and less than a week. So,
oh gosh.
But anyways, you never know what life throws at you. Hopefully, everything works out. But you know, and then obviously, just again, hopefully, YouTube, podcasts, all that stuff is doing better. But
respect.
Yeah.
All right, then the final stage, where do you see yourself in 10 years.
Oh, great. We're
This is crazy.
I just got out of math class. Why are you making me do this interval? But 10 years, I hopefully will have my PhD in physics.
Ooh, oh wait. Okay, so you're going for your PhD.
Yeah, I'm going all the way. I'm one of those crazy people. But
it not be me.
Yeah, I know. I don't even understand the things that I'm learning right now. But so 10 years down the line, hopefully I'm at that point, if not about to get it, because I'm planning on just kind of like bust out school back to back and then like live my life. Obviously, I still need to have fun, but that's I know a lot of people that like do their first like their undergrad and college, and then they like take years off and go back to it later. But I'm not going to be motivated by then. I'm going to be old and grumpy. Yeah. But and then I mean, in 10 years, I'm hoping not to be in Arizona, preferably not being in this country. But I'll take somewhere else in America than Arizona. I really don't want to stay here. I hate it here.
Really?
Yeah, this is definitely not my cup of tea, but it's given me opportunities, so I'll take what it's given me. But besides that, I just kind of want to throw it in the rear view and drive away.
Damn.
I mean, we want to be honest, right?
Yeah, I mean, honesty is the best policy, right?
Yeah. All right. So now that since we've gotten all like deep, gooey, emotional with me, we're switching this around. Una reverse card on the table.
No.
Phase one, Brad, where are you going to see yourself in 1 year?
Okay, so
get wrecked.
I have a crazy goal, right? I want to at least have 100K within a year.
Okay.
And if I do have 100K, then that means I can go full time on my YouTube.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
That's just my biggest goal, the one thing that I'm looking after right now. But besides that, I think I've been trying to hit the gym more lately, so
fair.
Hopefully get bigger there.
Get those year, actual gains.
2021. Jeez. What else? I think I'll be moved out by then. Moved out of my parents' house.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm gonna move in with my coworker. And yeah.
Guy or girl?
Oh my. Guy.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Not that exciting.
I mean, hey, for some people that is exciting. So I'm not gonna discriminate.
It's 2020, man.
Yeah, you never know anymore.
That's funny. But yeah, I think that's my three biggest things.
Okay.
For a year.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are great goals. And I was going to ask about that 100K because I saw Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And
oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got very confused at first.
My channel art is awesome, man. I love it.
It's something. I'll give you that. It's something.
We leave a rock in the middle of space. So why not put Dwayne Johnson's face in space? You know, it kind of conveys my message on my channel.
Yeah, I mean, the astronomer in me absolutely appreciates that joke, but it doesn't make it any more of a dad joke.
Okay, fair.
All right, so now phase two.
Phase
5 years.
Ooh. Okay, so within 5 years, I think...
You're pregnant. Okay, so not that. All right, you heard it here first, folks. Brad is not pregnant, or at least not in 5 years. We'll see when we get to 10 years.
Oh God. But within 5 years, I at least want 1 million subscribers. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
5 years, I can do that.
Especially if we're gonna do like 100K in 1 year. Hell yeah, 1,000,005. Understandable.
Oh yeah. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
But hopefully
it's
at least
the yes theory.
By then, by 5 years, I hope I'd be in that mansion in LA or something. Or it doesn't have to be in LA, it just has to be somewhere.
All right, Wisconsin, where are you at?
Wisconsin, let me hear you scream. Yeah, hopefully That's all good. Hopefully another pandemic doesn't start.
I mean, we can only hope.
Yeah, at this point. Fair. We can only dream.
Also, let's hope that this one's still not going on in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, they just lifted the mask mandate in Arizona today.
I saw that.
Believe it or not.
So, I mean, according to the government, we have completed COVID, so.
Yeah, which is the next level.
Yeah, built different.
Truly.
Ooh, trulies. Yeah. But, okay, sorry. Just trying.
a little excited there?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's my goal in 5 years. As far as, I don't know, relationships go, I don't know when my target range for, like, getting married is, so I don't know if I want to get married so my whole thing is I don't want to get a girlfriend, or I guess not necessarily, but I would prefer to not have a relationship until I don't want to say blow up on YouTube, because that sounds stupid, but
blow up on YouTube
when I become successful on YouTube.
Okay, that's understandable too, because I can definitely understand that.
But then I could find a nice YouTube baddie or a Twitch thought.
Yes.
Yo, but
where's TikTok my anime girls at?
TikTok baddies, though, they hit different. Truly. There's some fine women on TikTok. I'm not even gonna lie.
You would have more experience than I am. Yeah. So before the show started, Brad and I were talking a little bit, and I expressed how my dislike of TikTok. The fake and worse version of Vine, but but I mean I obviously have a TikTok account, a personal and one for YouTube, and you do too, and your YouTube one is incredible. How much it's blown up already. TikTok is definitely a different breed, so mad respect.
Yeah, it's doing all right. It's getting there. One of my most recent ones about the road trip for Mr. Beast one.
Yeah.
Like, what, 17K likes?
Yeah, I saw that. Well. Your account has over like 200K or something like that.
Yeah, but
anyway, so you're gonna have a TikTok baddie on your arm.
Exactly, at all times. As soon as I hit that 100K mark, you'll never see me with that one.
Ooh, I'm gonna hold you to that.
Okay.
I clip this right here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll at you as soon as I hit 100K. You'll just the first Instagram post is me with the TikTok daddy.
It better be. If there is a single post before then, you are dead. You're gone. Like you're about to be raked through the coals.
Yeah, that's my
that's your five. All right, that's fair. So now we go to the big one, 10. Congrats, you're almost 30.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's not allowed.
Yeah, life is stupid,
dude. Okay, before, like, a couple years ago, I don't know how much my opinion has changed, but I feel like life after the 20s is just downhill.
Oh,
is
yeah,
just me?
No, 100%.
So by 29, I think I'll be dead by then.
Okay. So we'll keep it up. No, you can live through your 29, because it's after that. Right. So as long as it's before your birthday, it's fine.
So then I'll get hit by a bus on my 30th birthday, make it into editor, or I hire an editor to edit that video.
Oh yeah.
And that's just my going out party for YouTube, and hopefully all my accounts, all my money is just.
Just I'll liquidated see. To the
like
government.
My TikTok baddie.
Okay. Oh. I mean, that too. That's probably a better way to do it, but yeah. I'll be sure to, when you post that video, I'll be sure to go down. I'll give a thumbs down, and I'll just put lol in the comments.
Yeah.
And then I'll steal your TikTok baddie.
Okay. No.
TikTok baddie. You know, yeah, I think you agreed there for a second. I don't know. Could just
whoa,
be me.
Whoa. I don't know about all that.
Yeah. But okay, so is that your official 10-year? Your 10-year?
I think that's it.
Okay.
If
do you plan to be married before you get hit by a bus, or?
Yeah, I think so. Fair. I think late 20s is where it's like the range that I want to be married at.
I agree with that. I didn't put it in mind, but I definitely agree that that's probably the area.
I'm still not sure. I'm still just living day by day. Really.
No, that's fair. But hey, late 20s, and then you can enjoy a couple years of tax write-offs and then get hit by a bus.
Bada bing, bada boom. What more can you ask for?
That's I need that on a t-shirt. Dude, I need that on a t-shirt, but the words need to be getting hit by a bus.
Yes. Love it.
Oh.
That's why today's sponsor is
Greyhound Buses.
Love it.
No, if there was any sponsor, I think the initial is always Raid Shadow Legends nowadays. Or is Shadow Legends kind of dying out?
I haven't seen as much lately. It was once it was like Honey. Honey was all over the place.
Oh, Honey was nuts.
Raid Shadow Legends. And then
saw Raycon. Oh.
Raycon, that sounds familiar.
They're like earbuds.
Oh, gotcha.
Trying to think of what other cliches there are.
SeatGeek.
Yeah.
That's David Dobrik. He's going through it right now.
Oh no, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I guess everyone has to fall.
I guess. Sorta.
I don't know.
I guess every YouTuber, honestly, I feel like every YouTuber's gotten canceled.
It probably, honestly, in today's world, I don't know how cancellations haven't gone canceled, if that makes sense.
Yeah, how we haven't canceled cancel culture.
Yo, we should start a movement.
Dude.
Cancel culture? Oh, that would be the most ironic thing ever.
Bingo.
That's
how we're gonna make it.
Yep, that's the ticket to the big leagues, boys.
That's the golden ticket. Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, then, if that's the case, then who's playing you in the movie? When they inevitably make a documentary about it.
I'm trying to think of all the characters. I feel like I'd be like one of those squirrels. You know that one scene where the one scene where all the squirrels
mounted
down the acorns, and then the girl. Then I think.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, I'd be one of the squirrels.
That
sure.
Is funny. I would definitely go for an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I'd have classic. Good singing abilities.
Love that. Gotta respect the grind.
I mean, yeah. If anyone actually picks what was his name? Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Joe.
Oh no. PTSD, that man is a creep.
Which grandpa are you talking about? Are you talking about
like Charlie's grandpa?
Oh, Charlie, duh. Oh, really?
Do you have
like a couple grandpas living in this house?
I don't know. I think the whole extended family lived in that house somehow.
Gotcha. What a legendary movie, though.
It really is. But I don't know. Have you seen the original? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't think so.
Ooh, that's
not the
shame.
Original.
No, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with is it Johnny Depp? Is that who plays it?
Oh,
and like in the new one, isn't that Johnny Depp?
Oh yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so yeah, that's a remake. The original is I think from like the '60s.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that meme before.
Of him falling.
I think so.
Or which meme? There's a lot of memes.
The Willy Wonka dude. I've seen that face before for sure.
Yeah, so that's the original one. I think he was Canadian. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's the original. Hey.
Gene Wilder, is that name?
Yeah, or maybe that's not. That's probably wrong, and I'm probably going to be absolutely flamed for that. definitely not. Born in Milwaukee.
Oh.
I guess he's just an icon.
Just a legend.
Yeah.
Beast.
And then we get Johnny Depp that's basically been kicked to the curb in today's world.
Yeah, whatever happened with that? Did he get canceled too?
Yeah, because was it like Amber Heard or something? I don't know. But yeah, there's like a million allegations against him. And Somehow he lost all the court cases, even though there's like there is literal proof that it was actually her that like beat him and stuff like that. Like there's legitimate proof, and somehow he lost, and like he's lost all of his movie deals, and basically all of Hollywood like has basically just disowned him. And so, and then Amber went and wanted more money to play in Aquaman after that.
Damn. Free Johnny.
What?
Hashtag free Johnny.
Honestly, I saw a meme that was like, I think it was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it was like the rat walking with the little turtle, and it was like the original was Johnny walking us in our childhood, and now it's like us grown up, it's us walking Johnny. Like so funny.
Good old memes.
Yeah, memes are great. It's funny to think about how far memes have come. Yeah. Like one of my first posts on Instagram way back when, which is not on my account, don't even try to look at it, was this like super bad meme. It was like, do you remember that little kid that like was doing like the fist up, being like hell yeah, and like doing a sly little look, very old template of meme.
Yeah,
it was I was that, and it was like when you go to TGI Fridays on a Thursday, and then the bottom text was like a boss, and I was like, it physically hurts me. Yeah, it physically hurts me to think that I made that.
Oh, you made that?
Yeah, no, I made that. I made that on some program. And then I posted it thinking it was the funniest thing ever way back when.
Listen, man. If you want to talk embarrassing, I had a parkour channel back in elementary school.
A parkour channel? A parkour channel?
Actually, I think it's still up. Called Thunder Parkour.
All right, I need to write that down.
Please don't.
It is blackmail time.
Yeah, that was a interesting phase of my life.
I mean, so apparently you wanted to do this since you were a kid.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Gonna make it big as a parkour kid.
Just YouTube in general.
Be like one. First, sorry, go.
My first priority, like my first dream, was more of going to the NFL.
Oh, really? But, big football guy.
That. Yeah, I love football.
Oh,
so
I'm
much.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Try real sports of hockey.
Damn. Once I dipped out of football, my second dream was to be a YouTuber. So now I'm not failing at that. I've decided that I'm going to do whatever it takes. So
nice. That's the right mentality to go about things. It's just this ain't failing. Like I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Karma, Mother Nature, whatever you want to say. Not today.
Yeah, literally. I'm gonna do everything in my power to make it happen.
I still say that you should bring back parkour, though. That's my input.
I'll get back to you.
new clickbait title. I parkoured on Mr. Beast's house.
Yeah, imagine. I actually made a couple gaming channels a time ago too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think one is called Diamond Miner.
Wow.
Diamond spelled wrong. It's called DIMOND.
Wow.
Yeah, my friend Chase Hansen and I tried to make that. That was a time of my life as well.
Wow. So it was just meant to be. You're always going to do this.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much just an OG on YouTube, whatever.
not to flex, you know, but...
Actually, going back to, whatchamacallit, my whole NFL thing and then YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
I played freshman football at O'Connor, right?
Oh, really? And did you? I didn't know that you played at OC.
Yeah, I played freshman year, but then I quit sophomore year, and then I decided that I'd pick up cameras and start taking that more seriously. So then junior goes by, I'm like still doing camera stuff, and then senior year comes, and then the football team hits me up to see if they can hire me to film for them.
Oh,
so it was kind of like a full circle type of thing. Like I quit football to do video, and then the football team hires me to make videos for them.
That's,
I don't know, it was super cool.
That's a really cool full circle thing.
Yeah, I know. And I got to travel with them all over the place.
Oh, that's sick.
Got to go to Hawaii for free. That was sick.
Oh, so that's why their videos were always the best.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. Didn't Stugo hire you one time? Didn't we hire you?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Whatchamacallit? What are they called?
Like a spirit week? Video? Oh, it was assembly?
Yeah. Yeah, I still haven't gotten paid for that, so yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no.
What the hell? That's messed up,
Daily?
Dude.
Do you remember Daily?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I guess, she told me that they'd pay me for it, but the teacher said otherwise, so it's always lovely.
That is messed up. But, I mean... Yeah. It's also very much like the advisors to do that.
Yeah, I believe it.
But
honestly, Connor's just a, I don't know if I liked O'Connor.
I didn't. 100% didn't, but that's just my opinion.
What makes you dislike it so much?
I just... most everything? Almost? Oh, I don't know.
Word.
I didn't enjoy high school that much. I also went through a rough patch for... a while there, and then bad interactions, bad things happen, wasn't fun, didn't like the school. What really just wasn't my style, the people there weren't my style generally, and I don't know, but
yeah,
some people love high school, some people hate high school, so whatever, we move on.
I retweet that for sure.
Yeah,
like high school is just weird.
It really is. Like it's such a drastic difference too between like freshman and senior. Like that, those 4 years are so much different. Like I notice now, like in college, like I'm on a research team, and the guy that I'm shadowing, like he's in graduate school, but it's like you're at this point everyone's just an adult, you know. Versus like high school is like you have people that are like, some people can grow full beards already, and then you have other people that are still squeakers playing Minecraft. To at myself
like
too hard,
honestly.
Yeah, but whatever. What?
Nothing. But that's funny.
All right.
Just kidding. Prank. That's what I do for a living. Come on, you know me.
Yeah, I know. When I reached out to you for this, I was very much contemplating what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, that's probably fair, knowing my type of content and stuff.
Yep. So, lock the door, hide the kids, hide the wife.
Good game plan.
It is. All right. I think this has been going on for a while, though, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, I think I'm chilling.
All right. Well,
wait. Do we want to talk about something at the very last little bit so that you could like clickbait the title?
Oh, okay.
And then you have to wait till the very end to see what we're talking about.
Yeah. What do we need to talk about then?
Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Beast is always good in the title, man, but we already talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know if you've read some of my titles for the podcast, but I make sure it's the most weird and obscure thing ever.
Oh, that's what we like to hear.
I'll find one for you just as reference, but
okay.
Try to think about something that we can talk about so that we can clickbait it, you know? Okay, so wow, Wi-Fi here is awful. Okay, so as an example, the fourth episode was named We Play With Hairless Toys in Therapy. Yeah. So I don't know. Okay. If you have any ideas, I really don't. I don't have much. I mean, if you want, we can reveal right now if you're pregnant or not.
that'll be for next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, dude, I swear, just do something with Mr. Beast. Be like Mr. Beast. Tried to fight him or something like that. Something tried it.
Jeez, I keep slamming into this desk.
What?
I keep hitting this desk. And yeah, it's bad. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, because I try to incorporate three things into the title, and yeah. I'm trying to think of things that we've talked about. Mr. Beast parkour is on our 5-year plan.
God.
That's just absolute trash, and I love it so much.
I feel like anything with Mr. Beast in the title is going to do good. So.
Yeah, I know. That's the plan. All right. But, I mean, if we don't have anything, then we can just move on and think about something for next time then.
All right. Yeah,
watch out, everyone. You're going to be clickbaited. Get ready. Get prepared. You never know when it'll happen, but it'll happen. Right when you least expect it. All right. Now that we've gone through the creepy section of this. All right. So, but... Thank you, Brad, for joining me. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening, especially those that have listened all the way through. You're amazing. Make sure to go check out Brad's channel. I'm going to drop that. It's in the comments or it's in the description already. It's Saturday, Saturday. And also, like, you have basically every social media, so I'm sure you guys can stalk him and find him somewhere and then show up at his house and no, do something weird. I don't condone that, no. But wink, wink. but yeah, so but anyways, thank you, Brad, once more. And I'll see all you guys later.